All right. Can we say hello to the internet?
Yes.
We are recording. Just so you know, everyone, you're not going to hear this at home, but Jay makes us shut up and just stare at our screens for like a minute. And Alan, it's awful.
Not me.
I think it's a whole like 15 seconds. You have trouble being quiet for 15 seconds.
It's not even that. It's like 6 seconds.
It burns us. We hate it.
Weird can't tolerate silence.
I can't.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
Why do you think I do podcasts?
Right. Yes, we know.
I need to flap my gums even though my family's gone to bed.
So, instead of talking about politics, or, you know, maybe we'll talk about politics if we
of course we're going to talk about politics. Don't be silly.
I had a topic. And if we were still doing call-ins, this would be a great call-in topic.
Yeah.
But we don't take calls, so we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to bring our A-game on this.
Though I would say, Alan, one thing I was thinking about this week, of course, it's all this week. It's kind of old news now since, you know, we record on Thursday. But I thought a great call-in topic is, what would you rather do than watch the Oscars?
Yeah. Anything.
I would definitely say getting punched in the balls with a 3-year-old came up to the top of my list.
All right.
I went to the gym and the gym was empty. We pulled in the parking lot and Mike's like, do you think this is because of the Oscars? I was like, I don't think so. Maybe there's some sort of game on. I don't think it's the Oscars.
Did you find something like obscure and like change all the TVs in the entire gym to it?
Oh, no. No.
NPR.
I think they were playing it on like one of the TVs.
No, I mean like just turn it all to like Home Garden Network or.
Oh, God. That would be better than. Or if you constantly.
See, do they still have the public access stations? Like, see if you could find that. Like public access Cleveland.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
All right. So anyway, I was thinking. I was talking to my daughter, as I do. And
why would you do that?
Since she's a youngster, there are a lot of things that she takes for granted because they've existed all her life, and I did. They did not exist.
Oh God, Jay, you got a thing called the cough button.
So yeah, well. Anyway, I got to thinking about not just things that didn't exist when you were a kid and exist now, but things we're all reaching an age, some of us more than others, where there are things that not only didn't exist when you were a kid, but then later existed and then became obsolete.
They have lived and died all under your watch.
Right. And I think we're at a pretty singular time because there aren't too many generations in history that can say things like that, that something didn't exist when they were born, was created or invented while they were alive, and then became obsolete before they died. And obviously anything having to do with computers is a no brainer. But there's other stuff. The first thing I thought of was VHS tapes or VHS.
Yeah, I was just
VHS.
Looking up to see when those came about. They were around when I was born. They weren't particularly prevalent.
Right. And for purposes of this, I'm going to go with for instance, like the fax machine. Rudimentary faxes existed, you know, a long time ago, but they didn't get popular until like the 70s. And they didn't get really popular until the 80s. So I'm gonna put fax machines under that now, because while, you know, there are still some people that have fax machines, they're pretty obsolete. I mean, there's still people, there may be more people riding around in horse buggies than there are that have fax machines.
Right. The Amish, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
We have a fax machine at the library. People use it all the time.
Really? Well, because that's the
yeah,
only one
and
they
I
have.
Think it's
the
because
there is.
Well, no. I think it's because there are certain documents that you're only allowed to fax instead of scanning or I think it's because of the like security issues. I don't know.
Do they fax in their tax forms?
No.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, we've got a fax machine in our lab, and because we have physicians, and physicians are married to fax machines. And guess what?
Yeah.
We get wrong faxes all the fucking time. So,
yeah, because it's a telephone number.
Yeah, it's a telephone number. So you just dial the wrong number. I mean, how many times do you get like someone that it calls, you know, I was getting calls from like a consignment store, people asking if I would buy their furniture. and all like I started asking them because we did get a point where a short period of time where somebody printed out a flyer and misprinted their number as our number.
Oh,
so we're getting people calling us constantly. And so we ended up figuring out who the heck they were looking for, called them up, and they were like, oh yeah, we got a wrong flyer. Okay, cool. And just let the people know. Like, people were like super nice on the, you got a flyer in your hands that's misprinted and all that. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you're not them and you're telling me about this misprint that I have? Yeah. Yeah. We get a lot of calls for you. but like, yeah, calls that are just one number off. So yeah, people send fax machines like faxes all the time that is just the absolute wrong stuff. So yeah, they're I guess they're technically safer because how easy is it to intercept a phone call? I guess it's pretty easy though.
Yeah,
it's easy. I don't know.
Yeah,
cassette tapes.
Yeah. I think it's really more just
CDs.
CDs
when I definitely. First, yeah.
Oh, CDs are not obsolete
yes,
right
now. Yes, they are.
Oh, no, yes, they're absolutely. Not.
Go find. They're wicked obsolete.
Go buy a CD player. No, they're not.
Brita, let me put it you this way. We just unpacked my CD rack up that was stored up on our third floor, and it went into storage when we renovated the place, and now it's come out of storage. And my wife says, "What should I do with your CDs on the CD rack?" I said. Pull them all out, pack them in a box, and throw them in the crawl space.
Well, you guys are using the word obsolete as to mean things that you personally don't use. But I know for a fact, thousands of people use CDs, books on CD, music on CD.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna go after you. I just recently got two DVDs in the mail. Well, one DVD and one Blu-ray.
Right.
And I happen to love having movies on hard copy because, you know, I fell in love with A Boy and His Dog that I was watching on Netflix, and now it's not on Netflix anymore. So now I can't watch it. I have to go buy it somewhere. So it's better to have a hard copy where you go, oh, let's see if it's online. It's not there. All right, fine. I'll go up and grab it off the rack.
Right.
But in fact, the fact that I do that is that makes me an old fogey.
Well,
very much goes over the fact that I carry a 1911 and a revolver.
Well,
old fogey still exists.
Also, you can't.
I mean, look at Alan.
You can't buy a computer with a CD or DVD in it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yep. I mean, you can get one. You can get one custom made, but you go to Dell.
You also can't get a car with a CD player in it anymore.
Yeah. They have, they all want you to pay.
Should we have, before we started, like, defined the term obsolete?
Well, I kind of did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, I did.
No, not really. As far as the art, you know, this goes, it's obsolete equals stuff Alan doesn't use anymore.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Oh.
But no, I mean, you can, I mean, yes, people still have a bunch of CD-ROMs. People still have a bunch of DVDs. But as a technology, it is obsolete.
It is not being used by a large portion of the population, and for the people that are using it, seeing it falling out of favor.
Well, I think you're wrong on that. I think more if you took a poll of everybody in the United States, everybody, I would think that the majority of people still use CDs as opposed to like downloading or streaming stuff.
I think I'd take that bet.
Yeah, I would too. Cause the record industry disagrees. Go look at the CD sales versus the online MP3.
I'm not talking about sales. I'm talking about actually using them. Stuff that is being used is not obsolete.
I mean, well, in that case, I mean, we've got records still and, we had for a while a turntable set.
Gramophone still.
Yeah, but that's 33 and a third LPs. Vinyl is so obsolete.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I mean, I guess we could argue.
I guess we disagree on the definition of obsolete. So, you know, okay.
It's not in common usage.
Maybe I just have a different perspective on this because I have people coming in asking me every single day for CDs and DVDs and books on CD. Books on CD.
They probably still ask for VHS tapes.
I occasionally still have people asking for VHS tapes, but that's very rare now. Yeah. But yeah, what about people
eight-track?
Ask for discs all the time.
8-track's obsolete, Jay. even maybe, Brito will agree with that.
Yeah. Maybe it's because, like, you know, I don't know, like, it's a class thing or a economy thing or, you know.
It's more
I don't know.
An age thing. I mean, I would imagine you probably get a lot of older
I think it's a money thing. People can't afford the new technology, so they stick with what they have. And so I have people with lower incomes, no matter what reason, they're still using discs because that's what they can afford. I mean, I see people every day with flip phones. All the time. Well, my husband included, but that's just because he's an old fogey.
And he's an EMP.
he's a rolling EMP.
Yeah. But like,
he would probably make an iPhone screen just go black.
Discs are obsolete I'm still actively buying discs for the library. That's what I do. I order discs so that people can use them.
Well, how about this? Would you agree or disagree? They're on their way to being obsolete.
Yes, I would agree to that.
Okay. How about that then?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
either cool. Obsolete or, you know, on the path to obsolescence. How's that?
Okay.
I'm not planning on dying tomorrow.
It's on the wagon yelling, "I'm not dead yet."
it's Doc Holliday saying, "I'm your Huckleberry."
Well played, Jay.
Sorry.
Consumption. That was obsolete. Now it's coming back.
That's right. Thank you, anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, no kidding.
And porous borders. I would actually argue that the porous border, well, it's really kind of a magical cocktail of anti-vaxxers and porous borders.
Yeah. So I was trying to think of, I mean, the computer stuff that's obsolete is like list a mile long. I was trying to think
what
of
about like
computer stuff.
A PDA thing, like a BlackBerry.
Oh yeah, those are obsolete.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally obsolete.
Yep. Oh, I love my Palm Pilot. That thing was so awesome.
Yeah, I had one of those. It was pretty cool.
It was hilarious because Palm was like set to take over the world. They were a huge, huge company. And then smartphones came through and it turns out, yeah, no, you make a really, really good PDA. But when you try to bolt a telephone onto it, oh no, it's awful.
Well, all the pre-iPhone smartphones were awful. Remember, because you had Windows, Microsoft had a mobile Windows version on phones, and they just
that was awful. I had a Windows phone.
Yeah, I did too. And the BlackBerry was probably about the best pre-iPhone smartphone.
I never touched them because the problem with a BlackBerry is like I've got grown-up man-sized hands, and there's no way like they were married to those like QWERTY keyboards that had like buttons the size of doll shoes.
Yes. And that's why Steve Jobs refused to have a keyboard on the iPhone.
Well, there was a few. The Motorola Droids had really, really good keyboards. Like, I still kind of miss those keyboards.
Who was it that sent the link? They're bringing the Eric. Was it Ericsson? No,
that was me. No, Nokia, they're bringing the Nokia back.
They mentioned Snake.
Yeah. Snake.
Snake was pretty awesome.
Oh, kept me occupied on the shitter more times than I care to admit.
Yeah, but now I send emails to you guys about obsolete phones.
While you're on the shitter.
I write emails all the time while I'm pooping.
I bet they sell a lot of those phones.
I don't know.
Burner phones.
I'm gonna go the other way. Yeah, unless it's... But you really can't even do a burner phone anymore. Like, I don't think you can do, like, non-setup track phones anymore. I kind of just think, like, who's going to do it? Because they got all these like grandma and grandpa phones that have like the gigantic buttons and they don't do anything.
Jitterbug.
But the bottom line is all of my parents and in-laws are all now using smartphones, because guess what? Smartphones are actually like, even though they're kind of intimidating when you think about all what they can do, but if you just want to like have them like make calls and run a couple apps, they're a million times easier because you just hit the menu button and tell it what you want it to do.
Two words, weird. Candy Crush.
Yes.
Candy Crush. Yeah. Oh, remember Farmville? That's obsolete.
You know what else is obsolete? Answering machines.
Yeah, I was thinking about those.
Answering machines invented, though? Was that a thing before we were born or no?
Answering machines did not exist really until the 70s because it was, before then it was illegal to plug something into the phone line except for your phone.
Oh.
Ma Bell hardwired the phones in, and you didn't even have like the RG11 jacks and stuff because it was considered telephone company property. And
you
could not plug any kind of third-party device into it. That's why the early modems were the acoustic coupler modems, where you took the phone headset and plugged it in, because you couldn't connect a modem to the phone line directly.
Modem. There's something that came into existence. Yeah.
Modems.
I mean, they existed before we were born, but...
Not before I was born.
Well, yeah, but...
Does anybody still use DSL, too? Is that still there?
Oh, yeah, people still use DSL.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awful. Oh, you poor bastards.
Yeah. People still
dial up.
Dial up.
Dial up internet's totally obsolete.
And you knew the person was hot shit when they had the second phone line so they could be on the computer and take calls, because I'm A, going to be on the internet so much, because super Mr. Boring. Hot shit. I'm on the internet more than 15 minutes a day. Oh man, that's another like bygone era.
Getting booted offline because someone else picked up the phone.
Oh yeah, that happened a lot.
Constantly.
Or you forgot to turn off call waiting before you before you called, and then you learned to put the call waiting string in your modem initialization string. So.
All right, you got to explain that one to me, Alan. I was actually a very very late adopter of the internet. I didn't actually get. Well, internet until I was in college in 97. So
call waiting was a feature that it was kind
of
like,
obsolete.
It was kind of like before the phone company came up with running their own voicemail system. Basically, if you were on the phone and somebody called you, instead of getting a busy signal, you'd hear this like click, click, click kind of thing, which meant, somebody's trying to call you. So you could like put the first call on, you could hit the hook thing and put the first call on call, and you take the second call. But the problem is if you had call waiting, if you didn't punch in there's a code like a star blah 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 to turn it off. And if you didn't do that before you started your modem call and somebody called you, that would kill your modem session. The noise for the click 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 of the trying to call in. So you had to always remember to turn off call waiting before you made your internet or AOL.
So you would teach your modem.
Right. So you put the call waiting cancelization string in your modem thing file.
So it'd be star 61866.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of 1-866, like 1-800 numbers.
Oh no, those are still all over the place.
Well, yeah, but they got all taken up. I was saying just having it just be 1-800.
Oh yeah. Well, they ran
versus
out.
Yeah, yeah.
They ran
now
out of numbers. Yeah.
What number do they start with? Do they start with 811?
No, it was 800.
But no. What was it when they finally ran out of 800 numbers? What do they switch over to?
Oh, I don't remember. 866.
Because it seems like there's a lot of 866s, 866 and 877.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think 811 was too close to 911.
Probably.
Speaking of that, rotary dial phones almost qualify.
When were you born? Those are pretty old.
Yeah, I was going to say, even you're not that old.
No, I'm not that old. But I remember I'm old enough that I think I predate DTMF punch you know, the number pad dial phones.
Yeah, almost certainly. I mean, I remember the rotary phones as a kid. But the original first pulse phones, where you had an actual keypad. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, now it's, you know, I have $10, but.
Not for me, but for Alan.
Princess phones.
Oh, yeah, princess phones. Those were big.
What's a princess phone?
Weird. What's a princess phone?
Google
what it. The fuck is a princess phone?
Google it. Everybody had one.
Yep.
Were you a princess?
No, but everybody had a princess phone. That's what they called them.
Because you were a princess?
I'm typing that in.
I was a pretty, pretty princess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the little with the silly handset on the top?
Yeah, and the keyboard, the keypad in the handset.
Oh, in the handset or on the base unit?
No, it's in the handset.
Well, according to Wikipedia, it's on the base unit.
According to Western Electric. Now, see, that's...
Still, it doesn't count for me, but for Alan, it was definitely the dodo bird. they weren't around when Alan was born, and now they're obsolete.
Stonehenge.
Hey.
they don't really use. I mean, I think some Brita might argue. I think there's some neo pagans that might do some burns and incense on
it. Has to have not existed.
Yeah.
When you were born.
What about like video arcade games?
Oh yeah, video. Ooh, that's video a good arcades. One. Video.
That's
arcades.
An awesome one.
Because I remember Pong came out in the '70s. I forget. The
I
year,
loved
but it was,
Caterpillar.
Yeah, but like arcade games weren't really a thing until the late '70s.
Right.
Like if you look at Asteroids and Star Wars and
right
Donkey well, Kong.
The yeah. first. Okay, so the first video There's game was Pong. And then was it space? It was Asteroids, right before it was. So I think Asteroids was.
Yeah, Asteroids, because Asteroids was all vector graphics.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you space had space not
actually like an actual 8-bit graphic thing.
Yeah. Pong was 72.
Yeah. I remember going to an arcade in Myrtle Beach in the early '70s and seeing a Pong game and just being totally blown away. Because before then,
they used to have coin-op Pong.
Oh yeah, that's how it was. Because you had, you know, in the arcades, it was all like skee ball and pinball, and that's all you had.
Yeah,
I hate you, Google. Classic stand-up LED arcade with 60 games. Ugh. It's a full, honest-to-God arcade game.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
$2,000.
Hey,
that's
Christmas is coming.
That's a cheap.
Speaking of arcades, this I am the youngest. I'm the youngest of the squirrels, but I gotta say,
you're the baby squirrel.
I'm not the baby squirrel. We've got baby squirrels, but the we've got honorary baby squirrels. But the how about those the cocktail table arcade games?
Oh yeah, Galaga was the big one on that, or Mrs. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Yep.
Those were great.
One in a Pizza Hut or something.
It's got different overlays. Oh man!
You could sell some guns for that, Jay.
Yeah. Just don't buy a couple of guns this year, and you'll be good.
Yeah, there you go.
Or again, just deal with that sweet, sweet NRA money.
Yeah, I can get a joystick.
Aren't you getting weird?
I mean, Jay, what are you getting? 14, 15 figures?
You're getting into fractals
Is Wayne sharing really good? Is he helping you out?
That's true. You could go into you could just go upstairs into Wayne's office and just use his.
Yeah.
Go into his office and it's just like the toy with Richard Pryor.
Wow. See, I was thinking big, but you know.
Arcade game. That was a good one, Brita.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that the other
arcades where you actually went and played games because you didn't have one at home.
Oh yeah. Well, now see that's depends on definition, because there were pinball arcades. I'll argue before you were
like born. Video arcades.
Yeah.
They're still really big in Asia.
Yeah. And the other thing too, is you look at like Chuck E. Cheese and Bonkers and Dave and Buster's still, you know, they still have that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And it's also, they're always right on the verge of going under, and then somebody comes up with some insanely hardware thing. I mean, it's for the car you can sit inside, or the motorcycle where you lean the whole fucking motorcycle to steer, or all the different dancing games.
But there's a boxing one where you punch a punching bag, and you get like the hunting ones where you've got the plastic shotgun in your.
Yep.
Basically, any game that requires a large amount of space to play it,
or insanely goofy hardware.
Right. Right. Where it's just too expensive.
It's one of those like, all right, look, I guess if you like racing games, it's not entirely unreasonable for you to buy a steering wheel, set up for it, because there's a bazillion and one racing games. But then there are, I mean, there was a game that came out in the, probably like over 10 years ago now. It was called Steel Battalion, where it was like a mech warrior game, and it was like $300, and you had essentially the cockpit layout for the mech was part of the game. Controller. It was like two control sticks and like 12 buttons and stuff like that. That was just all set up, and obviously it didn't do terribly well because you bought that and it was good for one game. So why would you do that? All good is that you buy a racing wheel, and hey, guess what? This, Gran Turismo LMX VIII is not your, thing. You can at least play Mario Kart with it.
They really missed out on that thing. They could have done what was that movie about? The movie where the video game was a test for,
Last Starfighter.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They could do a thing where they
believe it or not, the bad guy in that was not Gene Simmons. That was how my family played out. I've got to imagine from my memories of that movie, and then looking up like the stills for it, that Gene Simmons was offered the part, but his manager asked for too much money, so they went for cheap alternative Gene Simmons. Was it Zerg? What was his name?
But
what were you saying about that?
Well, I was just going to say they could come up with like a standard cockpit thing and be like, okay, this is going to apply to everything, and then the Air Force could design cockpits based on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised that they don't actually do this, because it makes, if I was somebody that was interested in, kind of like the Ender's Game thing, where you create these games that find the best and brightest that are like good at strategy and tactics and stuff like that. And you go, hey, here's a full ride to the, Annapolis or, West Point or something like that, that kind of thing.
Are you ready for some sadness here? So here is a Wikipedia entry. If your Wikipedia entry reads like this, this is not a good sign. Norman Snow, born March 29th, 1950, is an American actor who is probably best known for his role as the evil tyrant Xur in the science fiction film The Last Starfighter, 1984. And over in the corner, it says years active 1976 to present.
Oh, dear.
But yet you peaked in 1984 in a movie that we're all laughing about because of its obscurity. Oh, good. I mean, it's one of those like, okay, yes, Carrie Fisher died and everyone said best known for Star Wars. And let's face it, Carrie Fisher didn't have a particularly illustrious career, but being best known for Star Wars isn't all that bad.
She was pretty good in Blues Brothers.
She was pretty good. She didn't have to act in Blues Brothers. Because in fact, she was crazy and she was fucking Elwood.
Oh, that's right. She was.
Yeah. Oh, she was.
Yeah.
I believe she was married to Paul Simon at the time as well.
No, she left. She left Aykroyd for Simon. Just left him.
Oh, left Aykroyd. Is it went that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
Wow. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's more of a lateral move.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if that was a step up or down, but I don't know. I was thinking about computer stuff and, you know, all the, like, the three floppy drives and all that kind of stuff. That's all obsolete.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's now thumb drives.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Did you have a, whatchamacallit, a calculator watch?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Oh,
I had a two of them into it. Yep. And both of them managed to have sex with women enough times not to have offspring. That,
not only did I have a calculator watch, I had one of those TI digital watches when they first invented them.
Oh my God.
With the, where you had to push the button to see the time.
Oh, you
with
mean the like
red,
the pulsar?
With the red letters?
Yeah, with the red numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Alan, I'll throw down here. For Christmas one year, I think I was probably 7 or 8. My big present was, and I kid you not, a calculator.
Oh yeah, I got one. One of those. Was it a TI calculator or an HP?
I don't remember. It was brown, and you could calculate. And this was the most awesome thing.
Wasn't even a scientific calculator?
No. This was a straight what you get for like a buck now.
Yeah, add, subtract, multiply, divide. I bet it was a TI. It was the TI calculator.
Probably.
That thing was insanely popular.
It was not the stupid HP where you have to enter for every fucking thing you want to do. Yeah. Whoever came up with that should have been beaten with a slide rule, just because.
And how quickly did you do the thing where you can do boobs?
Oh, yeah, instantaneously.
All right. 8008.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one of those, too. At the time, my mom worked at TI, so.
Ah, that's like cheap.
By the way, Jay, to be fair, it was 58008. And then you flip it upside down so that it says boobs.
And 7734 was hell.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, man. I remember when that was risque.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I calculated.
Come on,
watch.
Brita. Come on, show a little bit of your underbelly here.
Hey, Brita, have a calculator watch now.
I don't use it as a calculator.
But there's one on it.
Is there?
Yes.
I've never used it as a calculator. I've never even opened the calculator app.
All you have to do is,
are we talking about the iSwatch?
Yeah, all you have to do is ask Siri.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Siri, what's 2 plus 2?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's doing it. Hold on.
That's awesome. I got to admit.
Okay. Thank you, Siri.
Alan, can you watch porn on your iSwatch?
No. Well.
Yeah, of course he can. And
can you?
I don't. I was going to say no, but you know what? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if you could.
Well, you can save pictures on your watch. I don't know about video.
Yes. I don't know if you can watch video on your watch.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never tried it. Mostly I use my Apple Watch as a watch.
I was freaked out a while back to discover you could answer a phone call on your watch.
Yeah, that is freaky. It's like it's very Dick Tracy.
Yeah, it is. Freakish.
Yeah.
So it's actually got a speaker and all that?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yet it's still talking to your phone.
Yes.
It doesn't have a phone in it.
Yeah. It's like a Bluetooth remote for your phone.
Yeah. Okay. That's why wouldn't you just take your phone out of your pocket at that point?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's one of those, like, I mean, I get it for the, you know, I see the people like they'll get a text or an email. And so instead of fishing the phone out of your pocket, you just, you know, pop your wrist up and look and see.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I know Marco had an interesting point talking about when he got his iWatch, talked about like, oh yeah, no, half the time I am looking at it on my watch, I like the phone never comes out of my pocket, and I'm just looking at my watch and seeing what it is. And if it's something that's so important that I can't do it on a watch, it's probably important enough for me to wait to like get in front of a real device. Yeah, and so move over to like the tablet or computer.
My phone is, I have the large print edition iPhone, and honestly, between it and the iPad Pro, I almost don't touch my notebooks anymore. I mean, I have a computer for work that I use, but the other stuff, the only time I touch a computer anymore is like to do this show.
Why would you do this show?
Actually, not too far off.
I mean, I do have the work computer because I'm kind of.
So, would you say your notebooks are obsolete?
No,
because you don't use them.
No. Well, I use one. I have one I use for work. I mean, I just don't use. I just don't use them at home. I can say they're probably on their way to being obsolete. And honestly, what? I probably use my phone. Probably 80% of the time for everything I do, like on the internet or reading or anything. I use my iPad the rest of like maybe 19% and my computer like 1% or less.
I have a really good one.
What?
Those disposable cameras.
They do still exist.
I know
they exist, but people don't really use them anymore.
Yeah. Well, film cameras, period. Yeah. Good luck finding film anywhere.
Or a place That's to develop true. It.
Walmart will.
Will?
Walgreens also.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Do they do it an hour or do they send it off someplace? I bet they don't have the stuff to do it on site.
No, they send it off.
Yeah. Remember?
And the coolest part is they'll make you a CD with your pictures on it.
Yeah.
remember when you had the photo booths over, photo hut, or the little huts in the shopping strip malls? And you could go in and you buy film and you could drop film off to get developed.
Yeah. Photomat. They were standalone.
Yeah. It was like a little.
And do you remember when they would have the photo printer like right in the front window to draw attention in? And you're always standing there just in case someone decided to pop the old lady and take some pictures of it and send it to the photomat?
No. I don't remember that.
Really?
No, I never. I don't think I ever saw them where you could see what was getting printed out.
You never seen that?
No.
People will try. Just you wait. Tomorrow the channel will be all a buzz.
I know. I know that people that did that used to see all kinds of freaky shit.
Yep. And let's face it. Probably many of the people that having their film developed, that was part of it.
Oh yeah. Hey man,
I guarantee the husband came back from work and the wife's sitting there in bed going, "Did you drop off the film?" "Yeah, I did." Which was the guy behind the counter? "Oh, it was the little Hispanic dude." "I like him." and then they bang like crazy.
I never even thought about that. Holy crap.
Oh yeah. Come on, it's like the dude that goes and masturbates in the park.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey, it was just that one time.
Well, yeah, Jay, but come on, you got to admit the fact that everyone was watching you do it was just, you know, made it go that much better.
Oh God.
All right, we gotta dive into politics on the. We need to start doing a death watch because I will say, all right, so right now. As of today, it is, what is it? It is March 2nd, and it is 8:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there is still a Democrat Party.
They're really pushing it, though.
Oh, did you, like, so, I mean, there's a whole bunch of crap out there, and I think everyone's all, like, sick of it, but the... Trump had a speech. I don't even know what the hell he said. Like, I don't watch speeches. I don't care. It's everyone's favorite little hobby horse that they trout out, and it's all just friendly crowd. You know, they get to say what they want, turn it however you want. Who cares? But of course, when the president gives a speech, the party of opposition is obligated to give a, you know, to give a rebuttal. So they normally tap some prominent member of the party to go and give a rebuttal. And they, and I'll be damned. I'm going to try to look up who the fuck this guy was again, because I've completely forgotten.
Yeah.
He was a retired governor?
Yes.
Something. But he's the oldest, whitest dude that you could find.
And no one has ever heard of him before or since.
I know. Why?
And while his speech did pick up a little bit of steam towards the end, at the beginning, it was literally just, hey-o, who are you? Are you going to bring me my soup? I mean, he just was...
Maybe it was their way of saying, well, a rebuttal to Donald Trump is just beneath us. So
he said, I'm a proud Democrat, but also a proud Republican, but mostly an American.
He's trans party.
Was his introduction. He is trans party. So yeah, but and just what?
Wow. So they couldn't find a single prominent Democrat willing to come up.
I don't know what the story is, or do they just not want it to be like, have they got enough focus groups to realize that people do indeed think that Chuck Schumer and Granny Warren are both complete deranged idiots, and that nobody wants to see or hear them.
Maybe. Well, did you hear about the most recent Nancy Pelosi meltdown?
I think I have. Which one was that?
Which one was that?
Yeah, you gotta be more specific.
Refresh my memory. There's so many.
It was just recently, but it was like she called Martin Luther King. She referred to him as Martin Luther Singh. Mm-hmm. And
that's just the Botox poisoning her brain.
She was like encouraging the crowd to applaud. And she was like, come on, that's an applause line. And she was like making them.
Yep.
Applaud, and then it was just absolutely bizarre. And I think she forgot what state she was in. And I'm starting to notice this with more and more Democrats, because they're aging out.
Oh, they're really fucking old.
I mean, Hillary's really old. Something serious is wrong with Bill Clinton. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but there is something wrong with that guy. Like, really? I don't know if it's yeah. Something
untreated syphilis wrong. Will do that.
You think? Well, whatever it is.
Well, the new. And, sorry.
You know, they try to present themselves as this party of the young, hip, diverse, blah, blah, blah. But they're all like old white people running the party. And that's why they have nobody, like no front runners to go out and give a rebuttal.
Oh, they got Granny Warren. Come on.
Oh, God.
They got Pocahontas.
The new DNC chairman.
Oh.
did the 57 state thing again, just like Obama did.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was an interesting thing. I was having a conversation with a more centrist coworker, and he was saying, oh, yeah, I mean, the big thing with Hillary Clinton was that they went and trotted out this, like, completely radical, you know, left-wing Democrat, when they really should have put somebody more moderate up. And I'm like, yeah, but who would that be? He goes, well, there's moderate Democrats out there. I'm like, name one.
Yeah, there aren't any.
I said, the most moderate Democrats out there are all Republicans. It's all like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney and John McCain.
Yep.
Those are the reasonable Democrats.
Yeah.
Susan Collins.
Yeah.
Those are the moderate Democrats. Like, literally, the Democrat is the Tea Party of the, you know, like, is the other side of the Tea Party of the Republican Party. Because we've got the Democrats and the Democrats in the Republican Party. They've got the hard right wingers, and they've got the conservatarians, and they've got all that. And then there's also this little splinter group that's just crazy Marxists. And they call themselves the Democrats.
Well, the media is now trying to groom Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
They keep pushing her to the forefront. She has a new book coming out, by the way, that nobody knows about because nobody cares. Chelsea is making a point to take on Trump on Twitter, but everything she says is idiotic. And then, but the media is kind of pushing her out there like, oh, look, our great new hope, Chelsea Clinton.
Who has done absolutely
no.
nothing.
Well, you remember they paid her a shitload of money to be on a TV show?
Yes.
Somewhere? And mm-hmm. it was so horrifically bad?
Yes. Yep. I distinctly remember one interview that she did with Paul McCartney's daughter, Stella. And so Chelsea was interviewing Stella McCartney, and a huge part of their conversation was how hard it was for them to grow up as a child of super famous, super rich parents. So basically, if Chelsea ever decides to run for anything, they just need to play that on a loop.
Well,
because it comes across as like she doesn't know anything about anything except being a little rich girl.
Well, it's because she doesn't. And she's a complete idiot. Obviously.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is Chelsea Clinton for president is also similar to the record sales of both Julian Lennon and Jacob Dylan.
What about Lenny Kravitz? Huh? I'll counter.
Yeah, but he has talent.
It's true.
Point. Fair.
They don't. They stopped.
Who's Lenny Kravitz now?
They stopped. They stopped letting Chelsea talk in public because she was so stupid.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that Lenny Kravitz was a lineage.
Yep.
Okay. But she's an actress.
Yeah, true.
So again, I'm talking about more on the, and that's when you've got a parent who's, you know, who's a star. Yes, you can use it as a springboard, but when you go something totally different, like go into music from something else, that's fine. When you try to do the exact same thing that Mommy and Daddy did,
yeah,
that is absolutely saying I'm a complete fucking hack.
Yeah, sure. I remember during Hillary's campaign, they were talking for a while about, and this is how badly off the Democrat Party is. They were talking for a while about bringing back Al Gore.
Oh my God.
Come on the campaign trail to connect with younger voters.
I remember that. Yes.
And somebody probably did a poll among younger voters and said, do you know who Al Gore is? And they're probably like, who? And so they scrapped idea.
He was the one in the movie that put Han Solo in Corbomite.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's their idea to connect with younger voters is to bring out some old guy. You know, it's, I'm not sure they're making sense. But then again, you know.
Though to be fair, he is in fact only 68 years old.
Only
younger than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Warren, or maybe the same age as Elizabeth Warren.
I haven't seen Al Gore in the press so long that I can't remember. I don't know if he's still fat or not.
I'm sure he is.
He's still pretty fat.
He's still pretty fat. Waitresses.
He was supposed to do a major. It was supposed to be a major. Ooh. Al Gore is actually older than Elizabeth Warren by 1 year. But there was definitely a lot of chatter that Al Gore was going to endorse Hillary Clinton at a big fundraiser and stump speech set up. And that was going to be, oh God, that was going to be something awesome. And it just, and you know, now 8 months later, none of it, I'm the one that remembers this happened. She says everything about it. It went over like a wet fart in the pool. Bloop, 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 and then it's over. Oh, Al Gore.
And Bernie Sanders, his big thing after Trump's speech was, oh, Trump didn't talk at all about global climate change.
It is the biggest threat we have.
The biggest threat, right.
We mean it this time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the population of polar bears has gone up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, the big thing is like they have to keep the climate change. The hard part is one of those like, all right, it's Lucy with the football. Is even if it's fucking true, even if it's absolutely true that the stuff coming out of my car's exhaust pipe is absolutely going to kill the world and we're all going to die, except for the bottom line is everything they're talking about is CO2, which is a bioavailable molecule. You have too much CO2. Guess what? Things are going to take advantage of that. There's shit that likes that. We may die, and then the plants will take over the world.
Well, there's an interesting, funny you should mention that, Weird, because the current level of CO2 in the atmosphere is almost to the, it's like 50 parts per million above the plants die level. I mean, so basically we have historic low CO2 levels in the atmosphere, and if it drops much more, then plant life will start dying off on the planet.
So we need more CO2.
We actually need more CO2.
Alan, would you like me to even geek out even further?
Yes.
Hey, guess what? If CO2 levels drop so low that it starts blighting plants, the plants will blight and decompose and drastically elevate CO2 levels.
Well, wow. Yep, that takes
time. It's like a feedback loop or something.
Yeah, but it's like nature. That's how it works. Right. Oddly enough, those little sealed glass jars that you can buy in novelty shops that have little shrimp swimming around in them. Yeah, guess what? Those last forever, because guess what? Yeah, the shrimp poops and the plants eat the poop and then it turns into the plants and all that. All it needs is sunlight.
Yeah.
So yes, eventually if we keep burning fossil fuel, the sun will blow up and it'll all be our fault because we're so fucking arrogant.
But the whole CO2 thing is ridiculous. It's the planet has had far higher CO2 and did not turn into Venus.
Nope.
It's had, I think, what was it during the, in fact, there was at the Natural History Museum in Houston, there's a big old presentation on CO2 levels over time. And it's like, despite like, I don't know, some one of the Jurassic, Triassic, sometime back then, it was like 800 parts per million.
Mm-hmm. And of course, also the bottom line is if in fact the global temperature goes up like drastically high, like not even what they're predicting high, it's going to cause the whole world to get really, really humid, which means we're going to have increased cloud cover. Yep. And then we're going to have, what we all heard about in the 70s and 80s ad nauseum, nuclear winter.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. And the place.
And guess what? The world will cool down and everything will just kind of reset itself. Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's an equilibrium. But again,
this is not a technology thing, but that acid rain is now obsolete.
Oh, that was a big one. Yeah.
Remember, that was huge. It was huge.
Oh,
yep. No, acid rain. It didn't exist when I was first born. And then when I was in elementary school, somebody decided that acid rain was a big deal. And so they say, acid rain and all the frogs are going to die. And now we got ahead. And supposedly things have not gotten better. They've only gotten worse.
Remember the hole in the ozone layer?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's still there.
Well, you know what?
It's there all the time. It was always there. It's always going to be there. And it has nothing to do with anything that made my air conditioner 12 times expensive. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
What went obsolete for 8 years, but is now back is homelessness.
Yes.
All the homeless people just vanished for 8 years.
And war casualties.
Right.
Yeah.
And war protests.
Yeah.
Just government conspiracy theories. I mean, you had Operation Fast and Furious and this whole weaponized IRS and all of that was all just some no-name pencil pusher somewhere in a desk job somewhere that decided, you know what? I'm just going to totally go up against all of the U.S. government and just do this stupid thing. You know, sure, I guess so. And now all of a sudden we've got the attorney general allegedly talked to a Russian sometime somewhere. Yeah. And question mark.
Wait, the Attorney General Sessions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who talked to the Russian ambassador when he was chairman of the what? Armed Services Committee?
Yes.
And he lied. He committed perjury. He should be removed from office because he said no when asked to be talking to them about the election. And yeah, that's the, you know, about the election
yeah
is the part that they conveniently leave off.
It's mind-boggling.
Yep.
And
but again, the bottom line is, so before let's take the Democrats at their word. So before the election and before Donald Trump was even the nominee, he sat down and talked with a Russian diplomat, and let's make up whatever you want. What are they going to talk about? Like, make up him giving the nuclear launch codes to the Russian diplomat. What the fuck does that have to do with, like, where does this get us?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like the hacking of the DNC. Yeah. Is he okay? So the Russians who were in bed with Hillary Clinton hack the DNC so that the Mr. Loose Cannon, you know, I'm a negotiator, can get to be president? ? Profit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, it's just one of those like, that was all the whole like, all right, so George W. Bush was mad that Saddam Hussein tried to assassinate his daddy. So he made up a thing about weapons of mass destruction and then went in and was going to do war for cheap oil. And by getting cheap oil, he was going to send the troops in and give the oil fields back to the Iraqi people and install a new government into the Iraqi people that operated just for the Iraqis and didn't do any benefit to us. As a matter of fact, fucked us over a bunch of times. ? Cheap oil. Remember those no war for cheap oil bumper stickers?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, remember we can't drill ourselves into what was it?
Into cheaper oil. Yeah,
we can't drill ourselves into cheaper oil. Oh, I guess we can.
Yes, we can.
I'm also, you know, just laughing at the people that saw nothing wrong with Bill Clinton meeting with the Attorney General mm-hmm on the tarmac in secret while Hillary Clinton was under investigation. There's nothing fishy about that. Are freaking out about, again, Jeff Sessions on the Armed Services Committee actually talking to the Russian ambassador.
Yep.
The disconnect is just, it's delicious.
Or, I mean, the same people that is one of those, Kellyanne Conway gets a picture of her looking at her phone during a Trump signing and, she's disrespecting the office. Meanwhile, these people were rooting for Bill Clinton, who was getting a knob job in that office.
Yeah. Or how many pictures of Barack Obama are there with his feet on the damn desk?
Yep.
Yeah, but you know what? That's, you know, I think a lot of that is that soft racism of low expectations.
He's well spoken.
Yeah. What do you, you know?
He's clean, Jay.
And articulate.
Yeah. And articulate. And has a good pant crease.
Ooh, I forgot about the crease in his trousers.
That's right.
I like the cut of his jib, Smithers.
Jeez, that doesn't sound the least bit gay, by the way, guys.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Nobody brings up Joe Biden as being the new face of the Democratic Party. I wonder if they haven't been able to get him out of traffic yet.
I miss that guy already.
Oh, Joe speaking Biden of the Bidens, so coming out today. You saw this?
Yes.
Yep.
Is what is his name? The cokehead.
Bo.
Was it Bo?
Yeah.
It was Bo. I think Bo was the other one.
The one that died was Bo.
Yeah, the one that died that was Bo. Oh shit! What is his name?
You're talking about the widow Biden.
Yes,
the widow
yes
Bo Biden.
Bo's wife is
yes. Bo died of brain cancer like last year or 2 years ago, and now it turns out that his younger brother is banging his wife.
Like, that's not at all creepy, you know.
And even better is
wait
that yeah.
Ew.
And on top of that, like. The one of their the his one of his nephews has the same name as him.
Ugh.
And so now he is both, he's the uncle stepdaddy to this nephew. And I've got to say,
Hunter.
Hunter, yes. So there's little Hunter and big Hunter, and they're and one of them is Uncle Stepdaddy.
Kind of makes me wonder if something wasn't going on, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, there was definitely a John Edwards thing going on. He's
talking to the dead?
He's no, the other one. the one that was getting some side piece while his wife was dying in the hospital.
That's what I'm wondering, if younger brother was hitting the wife while Bo was laying there with the brain cancer.
Oh,
everybody loves to bring up Newt Gingrich serving his wife with divorce papers, but nobody says a word about John Edwards.
Yep. But then on top of that, like, I got to say, this was, again, talking about Howie Carter, his poll question is, what's grosser, Hunter Biden's new living arrangements or Barack Obama's?
Oh, yeah. He moved Valerie Jarrett in.
That's right. That's not at all. Apparently, she's the new Huma.
I heard about, I was aghast at that. So, well, first of all, where's Michelle?
Michelle's evidently right on board. I was doing a couple reading and just like, what the fuck are they calling this? Like, I think they're all fucking her. That's the only thing I can get down to. Because they're saying, oh, she's working with them and they got this new anti-Trump initiative and all that. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, no. No, 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 no. No, if Barack Obama's just her boss, no. She's going to come, they're going to have meetings, they're going to talk. And let's face it, when you're at that level, 90% of the time, she's just going to be at her house in her jammies and doing, you know, making phone calls and sending emails. Cause let's face it, you don't need to be sitting in the same room. And like, yeah, a couple times a week, she'll hop in the car and drive over to his place and they'll go to the war room.
Yeah. But she actually,
said that Valerie Jarrett was like really kind of the shadow president and Barack Obama was just, you know, so maybe he can't even just take a shit without her telling him what to do.
No, because Michelle could tell him to take a shit.
That's true. Maybe Valerie's writing his book. He's getting $60 million for.
Oh, that could be. She might be writing the book.
$60 million. Are you fucking shitting me?
And nobody read his first two books.
Well, yeah, but those got written.
Three books?
I'm pretty sure he has three.
Well, I know Bill Ayers wrote them, but what I'm just saying is that I think Dreams of My Father,
there was just two.
I thought there was
Audacity,
three.
Hope, and
Dreams of My Father, Audacity of Hope, of Thee I Sing. That was a letter to my daughters.
Really?
There's been books about him, but
yeah,
$60 million.
Yep.
It's interesting. I bet you won't make that back.
They won't make a fraction of that back.
I don't think so.
I think they'll make it because, again, so the big telling thing was when Obama was going after Mitt Romney for Seamus the dog and riding on the roof of his car and that was the grab him by the pussy of the Mitt Romney campaign. And somebody chimed in and went, Barack Obama is making all this big deal about Mitt Romney putting a dog in a crate on top of his car, but Obama ate dog when he lived in Indonesia. And a bunch of people all chimed in and went, oh, that's racist, I can't believe he said that and all that. And it was like on page 36 of his book. Like, it was literally like, in like, if you were a fourth grade reading level, it was literally the first time you sat down to open the book before you'd put the bookmark in. I mean, it's just, and no, just nobody had read it. But yet it was especially
Donald Trump has steak well done and they lose their fucking minds.
Well, I lose my mind. That's bullshit.
They're already on Pence's second term.
But what I'm saying is that everyone was all up in arms and like going nuts about the fact that someone said Barack Obama ate dog because I mean, I'm living in Massachusetts, like every bookshelf, like here, like so many times, like I'll go in and see Barack Obama's books on bookshelves. And it's very, very clear that those books were bought. And what's that social justice warrior for signaling?
Virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. That is exactly, it is a hard copy of virtue signaling is having one. So I really think that this new book, it'll make that $60 million advance.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be just, just so many people will be wearing the pink pussy hats while they go and buy that book and take it home and put in a prominent place on their bookshelf of where it will sit until their relatives pack their stuff up to be sold to the thrift shop after they died. Cause yeah, they're not going to read it. No one's going to read it. Cause nobody, he's not a likable person.
Dead air, drink.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we're done anyway. It's 10 after.
Hang on. See if you can hear this.
No.
Damn it.
Wait. No.
I hear Jay typing.
What was it?
No, he's uncooperative.
Somebody was purring.
Oh,
yeah. Now we can hear it. Yeah.
Cosmo.
Who was that? Cosmo. Well, it's almost time for Ronan.
Yeah. So. Is it time for the feeding time meows?
And my flight of martinis are all dry.
Oh, well, it's time to go.
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back next week.
That was a great show,
that
guys.
That was not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, fun. It's because it was less politics.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, you're right.
We should do that more often.
All right. Good night.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye.